Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and I think this is not a first, but it's been a long time since we've done this, where we're actually sitting in the same room recording these podcasts. Lindsay, welcome.
Yeah, it's been about 3-4 years, actually, since we were last together on the Comrades Roadshows, which is ironically exactly why I'm in Cape Town. So, yeah, good to be sitting next to Brad again, and good to be doing another podcast.
Yeah, and also you might hear some clinging and clanging in the background, but we're actually recording this on our dining room table as we speak, and my wife's busy cooking dinner. So if you hear some sizzling sounds in the back, it's my hot wife, so she's doing her thing. All right, question in. Lindsay, this is from Chris Pugh. Chris ran his first Comrades last year. He's doing Ironman this year too. He was wondering about shoes, and he says, if I buy new shoes now, will they last me till Comrades? He says, I'm experiencing issues with my current shoes and need to buy soon, but I really don't want to buy again before race day. I then messaged him and I said, hey, listen, how many Ks have you got on the shoes? And he's told me he's been running in these since before Comrades last year. So he's done 4 ultra marathons, including Comrades, and 3 marathons in these pair of shoes. I told him he's due for a new pair, but he probably won't need another one before Comrades.
No, look, just taking that history into account, I mean, if you've run in a pair of shoes for that long, then no, you almost certainly won't need a pair of new shoes before Comrades. However, just looking at, you know, what shoes are made from, and particularly how shoes are made nowadays, you shouldn't really be pushing a pair of shoes much past 800 kilometers. I know there are quite a few people that still work on 1,000 to 1,200, but you know, generally, we start running into trouble. Of course, you've got a track record now. You know what has worked for you. You know how long a pair of shoes can typically last you. So if you stick with the same brand and the same model of shoe, then you should get a similar lifespan out of it. But I can't imagine after all that amount of time that there can be anything left in those shoes. And also, because shoes effectively are chemical in nature. I mean, the cushioning properties that you're feeling, those are because of the chemical properties of the shoe. Those degrade over time anyway. So being almost a year old, yeah, I kind of think you should go and get yourself a pair of shoes right now.
He was saying too that he's struggling, his calves are sore and he's battling, and chances are it's the shoes that are causing it.
No, absolutely. So what will happen as the cushioning goes out of your shoes, your body will need to rely on its natural shock absorption more and more and more. And when the training goes up, and as you're experiencing now, then you will get tightness in the calves and in particular in the soleus. And if left unchecked, it's probably going to turn into an Achilles injury or a soleus injury.
Right, Chris, there you go. Go get yourself a new pair of shoes, mate. Stop being so cheap. If you want to find out more about Coach Perry and the online community that we're building, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com and click on the Join Now button. We're also running an awesome competition where you can win a lifetime membership to the Ask Coach Perry online community. All you need to do is head over to askcoachperry.com/win. Go check it out there, and you can win with us here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.